coach's identity, but they call him Coach Mac.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
You want to be a beast at lifting, at football, at anything in life, you need to have big testicular fortitude. Look at me. I may have a small penis.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
I don't know why he would want the attention.
Hey, he's a grower, not a shower.
On 1340 WKGN.
Isn't it kind of dangerous, I ask? What are the side effects? As he then snatched it away, looked at the label, his eyes grew wide. Oh dear, it says here that side effects may include getting huge with occasional bouts of manliness. He said he had struggled gaining some weight. Coach Mac asked him, do you know why I eat so many bananas? He says, have you ever seen a small gorilla?
Hour 3 kicking off here in the Fan Run Studios. Let's hit some Hour 3 headlines.
Woo.
Cam, you can get us started.
Okay, if you insist.
Never mind, I'll start. She's back! Okay. One of my childhood crushes. One of the most beautiful.
Mia Long?
One of the most beautiful women I'd ever
Mila
seen
Kunis?
At the time. Mila Kunis wasn't
the
really
most beautiful woman of all time.
I don't know if I consider her a childhood crush. I mean, I guess
I went not Nia Long. I went Nia Long.
I guess she would be like, I mean, with like Jackie on that 70s show. When was that?
Halle Berry?
When did that 70s show air?
For me, Mila Kunis has always been the love of my life.
I can't wait. There's supposed to be isn't there a new one coming too? That 70s
that
show?
That 90s show.
Yeah, and like where Red and Kitty are back, and then the other people are going to be making cameos except
Foreman.
Todd. No, Foreman's supposed to be back.
I thought Foreman wasn't going to be back.
No, I'm pretty sure he's coming back. He's not. What the hell is Topher Grace doing these days? He's got to come by.
Well,
see
no,
his
I heard
parents.
That they don't like Topher Grace. That's like.
I haven't seen him since Spider-Man 3. I thought he got exiled.
That's why he wasn't on the ranch either.
I thought that was because. Yeah, maybe, but maybe he's not coming back. I thought I'd seen him there, but now like I do know Hyde's not back because Hyde was like raping women.
No,
like,
no, he's good now. They completely cleared him all wrongdoing and like deemed him innocent.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yeah. We were watching that 70s show and my family.
He's
my
facing
family
45 years in prison. I don't know if Denny Masterson's. He's got.
Are we sure?
In February, like, yeah, in February they were writing about how he's facing. Let me see if there's been a decision.
I was watching that 70s show with my brother and my cousin, and they told me that he got cleared of all charges, so I just believed him. I didn't Google it myself.
May 31st. Danny Masterson can't separate rape accusers into two trials. I haven't seen anything about him being acquitted.
Okay, I got to text the cousins.
I think your brother needs to quit telling people that because he might be going to prison for a long time. He remains free on $3.3 million bail. That's from February, though. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's free yet.
I don't think he is either.
Yeah. So he's not going to be on that 90s show, and he's still canceled.
Well, darn. I really like
but
him.
No. One
I was
of the most...
really excited that he was innocent.
I know that in 2022, and maybe, you know, even when Cam was back, you know, when he was a kid, maybe he didn't have the same beauty standards as me growing up in the farm to a white family. But he would be... hard-pressed to have found a more beautiful woman at the time than Cameron Diaz in The Mask.
You know, I was into Cameron Diaz, too, just because she had the same name as me, too. I was just like, that's wild.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but yeah, no, absolutely.
Her in The Mask is about as good as it got for me. My God, I'm looking at these pictures, and they still hold up very well. But she's back. She is returning to acting. She's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, what was the last thing she did?
I mean, surely it wasn't that terrible movie with Kate Upton, was it?
Was it Sex Tape?
Was it that?
That's one of my. I love Sex Tape.
I guess Bad Teacher was I like was 20.
Sex Tape was 2014.
And that was probably after. Yeah, that was.
And
something
Bad
called,
Teacher was 2011.
I guess she was in Annie.
Okay.
In 2014.
Okay.
Which she's that in. Was also with Jamie Foxx because this new movie she's doing is with Jamie Foxx. Did they used to date or am I making that up?
I don't know.
What's your favorite?
Jamie.
I hope Diaz. For Jamie, yes.
Cameron Diaz dating. I feel like they might have dated.
She was in an Untouchable. Wait, what?
Maybe they didn't. But they're back. They're back. They're going to start a movie together called, what was it called, Kim? I've lost it. Called Back in Action.
Yeah.
And it will be coming to Netflix. So Cameron Diaz is coming back.
I'm looking at her movies. I don't really, I don't know if I'm a big Cameron Diaz fan.
There's Something About Mary is one of my favorite comedies of all time.
What Happens in Vegas is one of my favorite rom-coms. Her and Ashton Kutcher. You didn't like that?
Thought it was fine. I thought it was fine.
And then, like, I really liked Sex Tape.
I mean, she's in one of the best movie series of all time with Shrek.
Yeah.
Bad Teacher was
She's good at just from Shrek and then Mask. The Mask and Shrek, I think that's all she needs.
There's Something About Mary was kind of a change in comedy. Like, it was ahead of its time, I thought. I thought that she was awesome in It. That was 1998. I also thought she was pretty good in Any Given Sunday, to make it a sports reference movie, when she was like kind of the owner's daughter. I thought she was pretty good in that. I don't feel like we really liked Charlie's Angels, that series. I don't know. Like, The Holiday's a classic, though. Don't girls love that movie? With her and like Jude Law and Jack Black in that one, too. And I don't know. But she's been gone for a while, but she's back.
You said she's like back, like out of retirement?
Yeah, she hadn't done a movie since 2014.
Do movie stars retire?
You can. You're just not going to take any calls anymore or like go audition for anything.
I don't know why she retired. Was it maybe, let's see. Like, is that all I have to do? I'm just not in a place right now where I have to that energy. So now I'm just staying strong ahead of my 50th birthday.
She's almost 50.
She got married and wanted to focus on her family. I mean, Cameron Diaz has been around for a while, bro.
I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I just
she had 57 credits in 27 years. She had done a lot of movies, I guess.
When I just think back to like 2014 Sex Tape, Cameron Diaz, like I just think of like a 38-year-old in that movie.
Mm-hmm. She went to high school with Snoop Dogg.
Really?
So she bought weed from him.
I think she just said that so people would think she's cool.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, she is. She turns 50 in August. Man, I love Cameron Diaz. I'm glad she's back. That movie she did, The Box, I need to rewatch that one. I don't know if that one was any good, though. I remember watching that one. You ever see that one?
Which one?
That's like where, like, it's the guy, I think it's her, and the guy, like, is it Henry Cavill, the guy that played Superman?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that's who it is. Maybe it's who it is.
Okay.
But, like, if you hit the button in the box, like, yeah, you get, like, a. It wasn't Henry Cavill. It was James Madsen. Marsden?
That's the guy that was in the Sonic movies.
Yeah, did he play Superman at one point?
He played Cyclops.
Did he play Superman in Smallville, maybe?
Maybe, but he played Cyclops in the X-Men movies.
Okay, I don't know why I thought he was Superman. But yeah, he's a famous guy. He did play Cyclops. Maybe that's what I was getting him confused with. No, he played Superman. Superman Returns. But he played Richard White, so I guess he was
So it wasn't Superman, he was just in the movie.
Anyways, let's move on. Next headline, please.
All right.
You hit a button, you get $1 million, but then like somebody dies.
Oh, I'd do that. Wait, is it random?
Nah, that's what you don't know.
Oh, see it. Okay.
So you don't know.
Could be you. Could be somebody you know.
Oh, I know that movie.
Yeah.
If it's somebody random, I'm gonna be honest. I'm probably hitting the button. If it's somebody I like don't know off the top of my head.
But what if it's not random? You don't know. It's just somebody dies.
They just give me some random name and like this person's gonna die.
You don't know who it is.
You don't get to know.
It could be your next door neighbor. It could be a 98-year-old woman in Suriname.
If it's not family or friends, I'm probably hitting the button.
43% from the critics, 24% from the audience. Yeah, that I remember not liking that one as
could
a kid.
Could be you. Or could it be you?
Could be
me. I don't think it could be you.
I would say that would be a win-win. You get $1 million or you don't have to do anything anymore. Yeah. All right, next headline. The Orlando Magic aren't expected to tender a qualifying offer to Mo Bamba.
They are or they're not?
They're not.
So Mo Bamba's going to be
an unrestricted free agent.
It'll be an interesting buy-low candidate. Like, he's still got some talent and has developed somewhat of a three-point shot. So
he was pretty good. One of my best bets of the year was betting his over on three-point shots. He was pretty efficient. They were letting him just let it fly from out there for most of the season. But, yeah, no, I'm intrigued to see what his market will be.
Apparently someone you do not know does. So I guess they do qualify that you do not know them.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I'm hitting is there a limit on how many times I can hit the button?
How many times are you hitting it?
Probably get to, like, 15 million at least. But if I don't know the people, I may just be hitting that button. I'm not going to lie.
Like, it just stays in your living room. You just...
It's like, I could use another million.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I think you're kind of a bad guy.
Probably.
What if it was just Trey Young?
I know who Trey Young is, though. What was it? Is it no of? I don't know him. That would be sad. I would hope not. I'm going to probably take my odds, though. For the number of people.
Terrell.
Oh,
that
no.
would be funny if he just killed all of your favorite athletes.
Cam has $11 million now, but the Atlanta Hawks don't have a team.
Yeah. I would take the odds for how many people there are in the world, and they already rule out people I know. I'm taking the odds that it's going to be some just random person
and
somewhere.
Meet every good person out there.
Yeah, you could just meet everybody.
Kill all the bad people and get money for it.
Yeah, like for all I know, it could just be somebody sitting in jail for an absurd charge. You never know. Might as well hit the button and find out.
Sweet grandmother, and she just drops dead at a 7-year-old's birthday.
If it's nobody famous, you won't even see it in the news. I won't even know what happened. Really,
you'll live with it.
Yeah. I'll just be like, whoa, there's $1 million here, but cool.
Like, that'll be heavy.
Oh, if I don't see it anywhere, I won't know. Like,
you'll know because you pressed the button.
Yeah, but then they come in and be like, yeah, this mom of seven over here in this country died because of the button. But then you live with it. If not, I'm just like.
You'll always be wondering, like, that is.
I'll be like, button probably doesn't work, but I got $1 million, so here we go.
Did I just kill a scientist on the verge of curing cancer?
They already got
stuff. See, about to come out of the lab with the cure and then just. Right on the floor. Cam has $1 million.
Yeah, the research is still there. Research never
does.
Or if
he like scribbles his notes too sloppily and only
he
could read them.
Doctors write sloppy.
Yeah, only he could read them.
You would think that maybe they should try to write better just because they're discovering what should be important things.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we got technology. It's probably typed up.
The Clippers and the Blazers, they're going to play a preseason game in Seattle, the old Supersonics arena.
Interesting. So Portland's expected to offer Dame 2 years, $100 million.
So the problem was, like, you know, whenever they push the button,
yeah,
then they take the button away, and then, like, they take it to somebody else who they don't know. So
that is problematic.
The problem was, then if those people push the button, what happened was basically they basically end up, you know.
Killing the people that pressed the button before?
Basically, like, trouble had befallen the family after pressing the button. So then ultimately he gives them one more chance where, you know, like, basically – the son's getting sick, like losing his eyesight, and like you can,
just his eyesight.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Well, and deaf, his hearing too.
Okay.
So they can either keep the money and keep the disabled son, or the husband can kill Cameron Diaz.
Oh.
And then like the son will be fixed, and then the money goes to the kid when he's 18. So, like, you know, basically one of them ends up having to die.
It's like Sophie's Choice, but okay. Just like morbid.
I don't know what I'd choose there. Probably
the
kid.
Sounds terrible, actually.
Yeah, it's getting worse the more we talk about
it. When I watched it, but as I read about it, I think I like it even less.
I'll watch it at some point.
Anyways, what all were you saying?
Speaking of
Dame Lillard, $100 million for 2
years.
Yeah,
that's what they're expected to offer him.
Why? I guess it's a sell ticket.
Just please, Dame, stay. I don't know.
They're building a team.
Go. No, they're not.
They got Harrison Barnes, didn't they?
No, they didn't. They got Jeremy Grant.
Oh, Jeremy Grant.
For 1 year. Then he's going to be a free agent, so then they're going to have to pay him, too.
Weren't they, like, interested in something else, too?
Yeah, Keon Johnson.
They were trying to get, like, the number 7 pick. Or they were trying to they were talking about maybe getting OG Anunoby for the 7th pick, but they never did. So, like, they don't really have anything. They're going to get. I saw where Anthony Simons is going to get 4 years, $80 million. I'm like,
I did see
what?
That, too, yeah.
I'd be sick if I was an NFL player. Dame's
still good enough to drag a team to, like, a 6th seed.
No,
I don't know. He was not good last year for some reason.
He didn't really play a whole lot.
Go back to headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Cam, are you getting nervous? We're getting close to the 5 o'clock deadline with for Gallo's contract to be guaranteed for the Hawks.
No, not yet. I saw something that said we're probably gonna have to like guarantee some part of it to make the money work or something like that.
Well, yeah, but we haven't done that yet.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
He's a trade piece for DeJounte Murray, who. I have now really started to want. Like if we
I'm locked in, yeah.
If we don't come out with DeJounte Murray, I'm going to be
I started a 2K franchise sad. And I traded That's it. I got the trade nice. Pulled
if
off.
If you guys come out with DeJounte Murray, you will be the best team in 2K, and it will not be close.
Oh, it'd be so fun.
There were three players last year that averaged 20 points and 9 assists. Trae Young, James Harden, DeJounte Murray. Like, having two of those guys would be pretty cool.
I would like that.
Or they'll just get stuck in an infinite pass portal, like Luke.
Pass portal.
No, I don't think that's...
They just will. I don't think that's... Just get stuck, just passing back and forth over and over again. Shot clock runs out.
No, Trae will shoot the ball.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. Anyway, so we got that coming up. That's the 5 o'clock, so they need to make a move there. Although the Spurs, I mean, if the Spurs want him, maybe you just let it get fully guaranteed, and then you just trade him then. But either way, we got. You said you had a Lakers update. The Lakers are sad. They didn't get Kyrie. Struggling. They're stuck with Russell Westbrook. What possible news could you have for me there?
it says the Lakers have circled back and try to pursue Buddy Hield again.
As far like, as, hey, we messed up last year, man.
Yep.
We should have got you last year, which they should have. So what is the move possibly for Buddy Hield? What would they have to give up? What's the rumor there?
Let me go to...
Where's this coming from, Cam?
It's like this... Somebody at Action Network, an NBA writer for Action Network.
Yeah.
Back
in on Buddy Hield. Yeah, no, it's they're talking about it a lot of places.
So, yeah, I'm trying to see if I can find what if
Where
he
the
has
hell is
any
Buddy
like,
Hield with the Pacers.
Yeah.
But I thought his contract had expired.
You know,
cuz I know he was in that Sabonis trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do think that the Lakers have a couple of potential moves. Like when we were talking about the Knicks, I saw some people talking about, why not just bring Julius Randle back to the Lakers and like let them send Evan Fournier, and then the Knicks can clear out all their cap space by having Russell Westbrook go off the books. Because, I mean, Buddy Hield is going to be owed $40 million the next 2 years, and Michael Brogdon's going to be owed $65 million the next 3 years. If you're the Pacers and you're rebuilding, you don't want to pay that for those guys.
Yeah, no.
So why not just trade Buddy Hield and Malcolm Brogdon to the Lakers for 1 year of Russell Westbrook and like a first-round pick in 2027?
Maybe even like Miles Turner, too? Maybe.
Yeah, just throw Miles Turner there, too. That's fine.
Maybe get, like, Taylor Horton Tucker.
Yep, Taylor Horton Tucker for Buddy Hield, Malcolm Brogdon, and Miles Turner, like, which, those three guys.
You
got to
include Russ.
Well, yeah, and Russ, of course. You add those three guys to, Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and the Lakers are a competitive team at that point.
Malik Monk, too?
Well, they might lose Malik Monk.
He said he wants to stay.
Well, he does, but they can only give him $6 million, and, he can probably get, more than that somewhere else.
They're in the mix for Blake Griffin, too, so that's...
The Lakers are?
It says the Lakers and Bulls are expected to go after him. I can run through a bunch of these, rumors that are of stuff that's supposed to happen, basically, right at free agency. I mentioned the Dame stuff. Fred Van Vliet is supposed to get a 4-year, $100 million extension. They're supposed to pay Harrow $25 million a year. Kuzma's in a lot of trade talks. Mitchell Robinson's supposed to sign a 4-year, $60 million with the Knicks. Evan, the Mo Bamba and Buddy Hield stuff as well. Gonna be interesting. Why is the free agency not just kicking off at midnight like it usually does? I thought it was. Isn't it 6 tomorrow or something like that?
Yeah, they started doing that because they want to put it on TV.
I hate that. I love the midnight stuff. Cool. I would stay up to... I was always up anyways. But I'd be up at midnight just all right, let's the news start flying. And
yeah, they
want
to start putting it on TV, and the deals were always leaking before midnight anyways. So hey, let's just make it a free agency extravaganza and let's let people watch it.
Makes sense for him.
A couple big names. And I don't know how this fit would work, but the Timberwolves apparently ramping up their efforts to get Rudy Gobert.
Okay. Are they going to move Cat to the 4?
Yeah. Which Cat plays a lot of the 4 offensively anyways.
Yeah.
He likes to shoot 3s.
Yeah.
And, Cat's not very good defensively as a 5. He can't stay out of foul trouble. So, having Gobert there to protect him is an interesting idea. D'Angelo Russell and a lot of draft picks would be headed back to Utah, which I don't know how that really makes Utah better, having D'Angelo Russell next to Donovan Mitchell. But that's something being talked about. I like the idea of Rudy Gobert with Cat. Charlie, you do not?
It sounds weird. It sounds kind of clunky. The same problems that were there for Gobert in Utah would still be there with the Timberwolves, right? With him still just getting stuck in pick and rolls, basically.
Yeah.
Him.
There might be even more pick and rolls. I mean, between him and Kat, yeah, maybe they just take turns. Like your perimeter defense would seem to be in trouble. But I do kind of like the idea of trying something different if you're Minnesota. Although maybe not. Maybe the something different is just like let Anthony Edwards get older.
Yeah, let him keep growing, yeah.
But I just think like with Kat, he's probably more of a power forward than a center. I don't know.
Give you Twin Towers?
Sort of, kind of, yeah.
I mean, it was working with Cleveland when everyone was healthy this year, having two bigs when they kind of zagged when everybody else zigged with Jared Allen and Evan Mobley.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that wouldn't look like too dissimilar from Allen and Mobley.
No. I mean, I don't think that. I mean, what makes Allen and Mobley in Cleveland potentially work is like Mobley is the athletic one where he can go out there and chase around the perimeter.
Yeah but whereas I mean, like Kat's pretty athletic.
Yeah, but he can't.
He can't chase defense. Around. He can't chase around the perimeter to the same extent. But I was just thinking,
can't
like,
chase around the perimeter at all. Really,
it's like, similar.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
Like, he can at least spend time on the perimeter offensively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, offensively, I think it's a great fit. And defensively, maybe you can make it work. But, again, if I'm Utah and I'm Minnesota, like, I'm interested in just trying something different. For Utah to maybe, like, trade Gobert for D'Angelo Russell, though, that just seems
feels like they can get disgusting. A better offer for Gobert somewhere than that.
Yeah, it seems a little disgusting.
I don't really think that ends up happening just because I think they get a better package for Gobert.
I don't know. Maybe not. It's not like anybody else. Like, it's either Minnesota or Chicago. Would you be Chicago? Like, I don't know what you would have to send back, but like Vucevic and Lonzo Ball. I mean, I think if you're Utah, like I think Lonzo would be a good guy to go get, but like, I mean, I don't know what I really want with Vucevic, but you can get buckets at least.
Yeah.
For a team that hasn't had a big man that could score, like yeah, he could at least do that. Just something to keep an eye on as we're getting close. Like, this is all going to start, hopefully, like, happening over the next couple hours. Like, again, yeah, like, there's some player options that have to be decided on. There's some trades that'll come. And then, yeah, free agency tomorrow. At least with, like, DeAndre Ayton and the Phoenix Suns, who are title contenders, they're going to have to make a decision. Dallas is, kind of so far a big loser here because it's not even like Dallas can really replace Jalen Brunson. And like, that's a team that was right there, in the Western mm-hmm. Conference Finals. And yeah. I don't know if I think they're one of the two best teams in the West, because I don't. And I definitely don't think they are next year moving forward. But, like, it's not like they really get to replace Jalen Brunson's money.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson, by the way, he was on a he was a second-round pick, right? I mean, he was getting paid $1.8 million last year. And now he's getting ready in a couple hours to sign a 4-year, $120 million contract. So if you were the Mavericks, you were getting him at a really big discount. You're having your second best player worth that. And now you're looking around and you're going to be, even without him, you're going to be at $140 million. And, like, your second best player is now gone.
Who's going to be
their second best player?
Like second best or even like second highest paid?
Their second highest paid will be Tim Hardaway Jr.
So what's he make, like 20 mil?
Yep, 19.6. Dinwiddie makes 18. Davis Bertans is one of the worst contracts at 16. Like, they don't really have a way to get better by losing Jalen Brunson. So, like, that seems to really hurt their standing in the West. That's tough. I guess they got Christian Wood.
Ooh, yeah.
But, like, that's not really going to, obviously fix anything for them.
Who'd they draft? Do you remember?
I do not.
I don't either. Wow, yeah. I got no clue off the top of my head.
They,
hopefully we'll have some news tomorrow, by the time we come on the air, of some stuff that's happened.
Hope so.
I do hope so. Cam, send us a break. You got overrated, underrated, ready to go?
Yeah.
We'll play some of that next. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
It's overrated.
Overrated, my friend.
Overrated. I'm going to tell you why.
I think that's a solid rated right there. Perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He got some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
right. Who's ready to play some overrated, underrated?
I am.
Let's play.
Okay. We can play.
Can you be a little bit more enthusiastic?
Can you be a little bit more enthusiastic?
It's a Wednesday. It's a great day to be alive, John.
What's so great about it, Chuckles?
Well,
I really wanted a cookie. Two days in a row, we've come into the studio, and there's either been a false promise of cookies or actual cookies. And yesterday, there was actual cookies, and I didn't want to grab anybody's cookies. They didn't look great, but they
didn't even look good.
They looked like they could have been good. They looked like they could have been good.
They had potential.
But I wasn't in the mood for a cookie yesterday. But on the way over here, I was thinking, man, I hope those cookies are still there because I am in the mood for a cookie, and I'm going to eat one. And when I got here, no cookies.
No cookies. It's pretty disappointing.
And there's still a box of crumble in there. That everyone's – that's apparently the rage. Apparently, it's a very popular cookie.
It doesn't click for me.
I don't think I've had one yet.
You know what's a good cookie?
I don't know what that means. Great American cookie.
They've been doing it for a long time. They're great. They're American.
If I need cookies and I'm out and about, I'm just going to go to Weigel's and get one of those like those plastic tins they have with those soft chocolate chip cookies. They're so good.
Yeah. You really can't beat those cookies.
Especially those little bite ones. Like, you can't beat those.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Like $3 for like, you know, like 15 of those small, like chewy cookies. Man, they're good. I might get some of those on the way home.
I love a good chocolate chip cookie, but I've always been just a sugar cookie guy.
I ate the best sugar cookie of my life, Cam.
Really?
Getting off of like when we were in Key West, we went on like, I guess, an all day excursion thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, getting off, they just had a box of sugar cookies to give to people. And what? It was the best sugar cookie I've ever had in my life. It was so good.
Okay.
It was the best part of my trip, to be honest.
Okay.
That sugar cookie was, it's making my mouth water just thinking about it.
I'll bring you a sugar cookie in March. A sugar cookie cake in March. My mom always makes me one for my birthday.
Because
I prefer that over just
the chocolate chip cookie cake.
So sure. My mom would make a sugar cookie cake.
Okay. Like the milk chocolate cake and with the strawberry icing.
I'm not a strawberry guy.
Strawberry, yeah.
Chocolate cake, strawberry icing. It's like a chocolate covered strawberry, but reverse.
I'm just not an icing guy.
Great American cookie company. Chocolate chips with the M&M's all in the cookie. It's the best cookie.
They used to always get me at the mall growing up because they'd be like, if you buy one more, you get another one free or something like that. I'm like, you know what? You got me.
Cookies?
I'm in.
No. But yeah, it's a great day to be alive. Your lungs are pumping air in and out. You're sitting here with two of your favorite people talking about cookies. Happy, healthy. Well, healthy. Well, what more could you ask for? It's a great day to be alive. We're blessed.
I don't even know if I'm
healthy.
Healthy, to be honest. Although I did see a picture of myself from 2 years ago. I look a lot better now than I did 2 years ago. So I will say that I feel healthier now than I was 2 years ago. So I got that going for me.
Good. Love to see it.
Let's go.
Groove.
Life's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You could be in the coal mines right now, rice fields, the grave.
Ooh,
but instead, we're
rice.
Here together. In this moment.
I'm eating some rice when I get home. So delicious.
I had some rice earlier.
Nice.
You going to play over and underrated?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do that. All right. First up, we have drinking games.
So, drinking games, I feel like there's kind of a negative connotation or like a negative association sometimes with drinking games because, you know, drinking games go hand in hand with, like, your douchey frat boy. That's what I kind of think of sometimes. It's just like, yeah, I love to drink. I've had 8 beers tonight. Like, let's play some more beer pong. But if you know, mutually look at each of those things differently, you can dislike the player and love the game. And I love the game. I love drinking games. I am a guy that enjoys a nice beverage or two.
Did you just say you hate the player but love the game? Is that what you said?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's essentially what I said.
Yeah.
But as a guy that enjoys beverages...
It's the opposite of what you're supposed to do, by the way.
A guy that...
you're supposed to not hate the player, hate the game, but either way.
As a guy that...
I still can't believe you told me that Danny Masterson beat the Charges. I
already texted my brother. I was like, where did you see this? He's like, I saw it in the news.
Yeah.
I was like, what news? The Onion? Like,
yeah. I haven't seen that yet. I agree with you, though.
Drinking
games are something that you do associate negatively at a certain age, but then you come back around. And I'm at the age now where I've come back around. I played some beer pong, you know, a couple of weeks ago, or probably a month ago or two at this point. And I was like, you know what? I missed it. It was pretty fun. I enjoyed it. I like just having rules and having fun with people, because if you're playing drinking games, the assumption is you're not by yourself, and at that age, maybe that's all I'm looking for, Charlie, is companionship in my drinking.
It does feel better when you're drinking with others, playing a game, than when you're just like drinking alone, watching.
Maybe watching
UC Santa Barbara play UC Irvine,
ranking quarterbacks and draft prospects. Maybe that's really the key, is just to have companionship at this point. Who knows?
Just some sort of friendship.
No, I mean,
maybe that's it. It's actually sad again. I'm actually sad about it.
I have to have activities, though.
Yeah.
Like, I need activities. I need something to do. Like, I can't just sit still. That's why I hate the beach so much. Like, I just can't sit still. I just can't be on the beach. Like, I need something to satisfy my brain at all times. And I'm very, 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 very competitive. So when I can combine, like, an activity with drinking and with something competitive, it's just, like, the perfect storm. Well, I'm not going to say I would play drinking games every day, because I'm not really interested in drinking every day, but...
If you're playing games, though, it's...
I would play games every day.
Yeah, if you're playing games, I think it's okay.
I wish that we as a society didn't grow out of games the way we did, because I feel like, you know, as you get older, like, you don't want to go play games outside anymore. You don't want to, like, play board games. You don't want to do...
I play dodgeball every week.
That's childish. That's immature. Like,
I saw you playing Risk, and I was like, you know, I've never actually played Risk, and it looked really fun.
It's really fun. Board games are...
I was thinking about that last
night. One of my favorite things.
I need to start playing Risk. I need to figure out how to do that.
Let's play. I won.
Seems
I came
pretty,
back and won.
Seems pretty
great.
Self-explanatory, but I feel like it's also probably really confusing.
A little bit of both. Yeah. I had a beautiful comeback win in Risk.
I'd love to see it. Big Scrabble guy.
Do you roll dice, and that gives you territories, or how do you decide what territories you get?
Everyone just is the territories are dealt out evenly at the start of the game.
So you're,
and then from there,
it's just by chance, huh?
From there, you're just
so that's like the equivalent of the new Monopoly version that just deals out which land you get at the beginning, kind of thing.
They do that. I don't like that.
There's the faster versions where you deal out like an even number that way.
I don't want to play the faster version. I've also never played real Monopoly.
I was gonna say, then if you've never played real Monopoly,
you probably
want to play the faster version.
No, I love the slow version. I just only play NFL Monopoly.
Oh,
well.
You need to play Boardwalk and
Like park. Mine are like the Baltimore Ravens and like the New York Giants.
I think I 4 hours for Monopoly is a little extreme.
I love Monopoly.
But I do too, but I think 4 hours is a little extreme for a board game.
Like, that's just what I grew up knowing as Monopoly, though. So
I can't
imagine
many kids are
when I turned, like,
still playing.
No,
but when I turned like nine, it was really weird to find out that like Monopoly wasn't 1990s NFL teams before the Titans existed.
They've really changed Monopoly now, where there's like the faster ones and the credit cards and like.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a game of life with the credit cards.
Really?
It's like a little. It's actually awesome. I enjoy it far more than
I haven't played
life
in forever.
I have all the board games.
My life was always terrible in that game.
I love board games. I just got a new board game.
I always ended up with like four kids and stuff, and just having to have a career.
I'm closing out some
terrible.
Of my tabs while you guys ramble on, and I got back to my Cameron Diaz section and. My Google search of Cameron Diaz the mask.
Let's figure out a way to combine board games and drinking games, and just have ourselves a board game drinking night.
I've done that before. Big board game is kind of
I mean, we have board games. Most bars have board games, or breweries have board games.
Yeah, but those
aren't break out.
Yeah, those are just like classic board games, right?
Yeah,
So I mean, it's not really the same.
But if anybody ever challenges me to Scrabble, I will break that thing out like it's nobody's business.
That's what I would do. Get drunk and spell.
I can't even spell sober.
I know.
Well, I was being sarcastic, yes.
Well, I know, but like getting drunk would help me spell.
Next topic, Cam.
All right. Next up we have grilling out.
I gotta say it's overrated.
Am I?
Go ahead. Do you have something better to say?
The griller or the grillee?
I don't want to be either. Ooh. Now, if I'm just grilling out for like a quick dinner or something, like if I put some burgers on there, like it's just for me. But if we're having like a cookout and we're grilling out,
We'll say hypothetically for 4th of July, which is coming up.
I mean, for 4th of July, well, now it's a holiday. Now you got to get it. But I will say on Sunday, July 3rd, not July 4th, July 3rd, I got like my niece and nephew's big birthday party.
Okay.
And I'm glad that we just like ordered like 30 pizzas for all the kids.
Okay.
I prefer just being able to go get the pizza instead of having to wait for somebody to finish the hot dogs and hamburgers and then.
They always start too late, it seems.
Yeah.
If I'm the grillie, then overrated. I think that most people don't grill as good as I do, so then I just think the food's disappointing. You know, you have to wait. You know, it's never cooked the way I want it. I don't like that. But if I'm the griller, then I think it's underrated. I love grilling out. I love feeding people. I love making food for people.
Will there be some zucchini around and squash on the grill?
Yeah.
If not I'm at the griller, yeah. Huh? Not at my places. Oh,
man, I love grilled zucchini and squash.
If I'm the griller, we're having vegetables. Maybe I'm in three then. Different meats. We're toasting buns.
See, that's too much. That's the thing. That's the problem. That's why I find it overrated.
The meat options are a problem.
People try to do too much. Just put me a damn hamburger or a steak on there. That's it. I don't need three different options.
Well, no, that's not what I mean.
I ran into that issue.
You said three different meats. Yeah. What do you mean by three different meats?
There's
three hamburgers?
There's going to be wings as an appetizer.
No, that's too much. Just give me some hamburgers and some chips and some zucchini.
I'm giving you an appetizer.
I ran into this issue for...
It's too much.
My roommate likes to host a 4th of July thing every year.
You don't need any dinner that has three meats. It's too much.
If
too much
I'm
meat.
Having a cookout, I'm entertaining. I'm gonna have chips and that guacamole,
and
a dip,
and
some
have
wings.
Ruined. You have ruined. Well, that's only one meat. You named one meat.
And then after you know those are gonna be out early.
Go ahead. Give me
those
the other
are
two meats.
Be out early.
Give me the other two meats.
So the people that were hungry early,
now
like they're
running
good,
out
they're
propane
good.
Or
they're
gas,
good.
Whichever you know propane or charcoal, whichever one you're.
I'm a gas grill.
Anyways, keep going. What are your other two meats?
And then I'm just gonna have like some hamburgers, hot dogs.
It's too much. The wings are better than the hot dogs and hamburgers.
I ran into that issue because we're supposed to host something this weekend, and everybody was like, well, are you going to have this? Well, are you going to have this? Are you going to have this? It's like, if you want it, bring it. Maybe we throw it on there, but hot dogs, hamburgers. We were just going classic and moving forward.
I'm just ordering pizza.
That's what I should do. Pizza rolls on the grill. You could do that.
I do like the grilled vegetables, though. Like I said, the zucchini and squash. I do love that.
Okay.
But people like Charlie ruined the grilling experience for me.
Oh, how dare I make you too much good food? Yeah. Poor Jonathan.
Just cook me one.
If you want one, and no one's saying that you have to eat the wings, John. You can wait for your burger, or you can.
I just want more
pass
wings.
Pass on the burger and eat the wings.
Just give me the wings. Yeah.
There's going to be ample amount of wings.
No, if you're cooking them for everybody as appetizers, you're going to cook not a lot because you don't want them to get full before you cook hamburgers
and
hot dogs.
Care if they get full.
Well, now you just wasted a bunch of food, and that's just disrespectful.
No,
to the
hungry. No. I'm not ever going to waste food.
Well, now you're just being gluttonous and eating too much. Now I feel like I'm a sinner. That's not what I want with my food.
This cookout's gone off the rails.
Yeah. Any other topics?
You were grilling like pizza? Like
no,
steak?
I got more, but those are good ones because people were talking about them.
Grill some dessert.
Got NBA offseason.
I have to say, most years it's actually overrated because something will eventually happen, but like two things will happen, and I spend 3 months obsessing over it.
Yeah.
So I've been looking for DeJounte Murray news for the last week, and like, you know.
I check like every 10 minutes.
Last week when I was in Florida, I kept waiting for John Collins traded news, and nothing happened. Then I got myself lathered up thinking about KD coming to Atlanta, and nothing happened. Like, he's staying put. So, like, it's kind of overrated, to be honest.
Let's get your hopes up.
The amount of time I spend like looking on Twitter for updates and like reading people's thoughts on Reddit, I'm just like, this is not productive. It's almost worse.
I've been finding myself getting really mad at Twitter Spaces about it.
I keep seeing you hop in Twitter Spaces. I'm not hopping in
Twitter
Spaces.
I love
Twitter
Spaces.
I hop in, I get angry almost immediately.
I like hopping in weird.
They put me on hold for like 30 minutes the other day, and I was so angry. They eventually let me in, and I just started going off, and they're like, all right, well, that's the end of the space.
You ruined it for everybody?
Probably. Cause I was mad, though. I was mad at the situation. I was mad at what they were talking about. It just was not great. They should have not let me talk. But I needed to get it out.
The NBA offseason kind of sucks. Should be good. I look forward to it every year, and then I always find myself disappointed. Even this year, I was already looking forward to it. We got some drama with Kyrie. It was like, oh, here's going to be the domino that falls. Mm-hmm. That sets off this train reaction, like, or Kyrie, and then, you know, maybe it leads to, like, KD leaving, maybe it leads to, you know, all these other potential wild NBA scenarios, and then he just opts back in. To me, the NBA offseason is just, like, 40% trading of role players for salary dumps, like, 30% guys opting into contracts, and then, like, the other... Or 10%
other. You lost out on your percentages.
Yeah, like 10% other, and then like 20%.
You need to think of that song, 15% love.
Well, that gets you over 100, though.
Well, okay. It's better than just sitting here doing math in your head and not being able to figure it out.
I got 10% other, and then it's like 20% like mediocre players signing contracts that are too big.
Yeah.
And the NBA offseason.
Like Anthony Simons.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Let's go to break. Last call on the other side.
Hey, Russell.
Last call here on the program is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, they want to help you get the compensation that you deserve. At G3, you matter most. Visit g3helpme.com or call them at 865-401-8214 to get help now. That's g3helpme.com. Once again, g3helpme.com. All right, Cam, let's place a pump the brakes. Charlie, what do you got for us?
What do I have?
Yeah.
Well?
That's what I just asked.
I actually,
Ooh.
I do. It's, experts.
Okay.
Think okay. that All this right. company is doing this shady thing.
That's a pretty good tease. No, I like it. Okay. I want to know okay. what like shady company is doing it.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
I've seen it.
Is the doer.
Okay.
And the doing All is right. secretly turning off their air conditioning in stores as sales plummet.
So, like, they're losing money.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. now you guys don't get air conditioned inside the stores?
This is how the article starts. Realtors typically want their sales numbers to be red hot, not their customers. So whoever wrote that feeling really good about themselves over sure. at CNN. But, a new report from Bank of America claims that the company has been cutting air conditioning in an effort to quickly lower expenses to make up for their slump in sales. Bed Bath & Beyond
told... How long has the sale been going on?
Their slump in sales?
Bed Bath & Beyond has been going down
quarter,
for a while.
I have to like, imagine, at least this fiscal quarter, if not...
Oh, it's been since like before pandemic,
prior
I would
say. As well.
Do you feel proud of yourself for knowing the term fiscal quarter?
I don't even know if I used it right.
I think you did.
Yeah, I would imagine it's been going on for longer than a fiscal quarter.
Maybe
though.
Five fiscal quarters. That's
how long would five fiscal quarters be?
1 year and one fiscal quarter.
Which would be?
$1.25.
Uh-huh.
Of fiscal quarters.
And that's how long?
If I had to guess... 16 months.
Oh, you're so close.
15?
15, yeah.
Oh! You're there.
Because a quarter would be a fourth of the year.
Is it a leap year, though?
Well, that only is days, not months.
Because that throws all my math off.
Yeah, a quarter of a year, Charlie, is how many months?
Four.
No, there are not 16 months in a year, Charlie. A quarter of 12 is three.
I wish I was kidding. I wish this was a bit.
It is. It's a bit. It's a bit. Don't worry. It's a bit.
Which, like...
Yeah. You did that on purpose, guys.
If you gave me a pencil and a piece of paper, you I would never it. Have any of these math sure. problems. My biggest problem is when I have to think about numbers in my head. Like, imagine a chalkboard where all these numbers are written down, because that's how I do math in my head.
Ah, you've lost me. I don't. Then, I'm not listening to you.
But then they all start spinning in circles.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens when I try to do math.
You're like the meme of Tyrese Gibson from Fast and Furious with the 2 + 2 and 4 × 0 and him looking so confused.
Like,
with all
if
the
I
numbers
write it,
going on.
If I write it down, like, I'm good.
Sure.
That's how I got. I was, great math student my entire career.
I do not buy that.
He doesn't always say that.
I was 30, like
there was
30,
no,
I was like a 33 on the math ACT.
I don't believe that for one second.
I was a straight A math Whoa. Student. Now, I was putting accelerated math
A's,
courses.
The A's, I believe. I do not believe the 33 ACT.
It was either a 32 or 33. I think my like super score was like a 33 or 34.
I would be very impressed with that. I would be very shocked on how you have gone from that.
Can you find your old scores on that? Like, is that somewhere?
I don't know. What do you think you'd make on the math if we made you take the ACT now?
If I have a pencil and a calculator, like a 21.
Yeah.
22. I'd accept that if I took it right now.
Well, darn you, Bed Bath & Beyond. Turn the air back on. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay tuned. The drive is up next.